The Urban Resource Institute will start this pilot project at a very small scale. As of June 1st, 10 apartments will be outfitted for pets. Only small animals, such as cats, hamsters, and fish, will be accepted at first. Kenneth McCrae is director of the shelter, taking the animals in. Inside one apartment, he points to a pet crate.
We have a bed nearby, a scratching post. We anticipate pet food. We're partnering with Petco, as you see. We have gift cards there and various toys for, in this case, a cat. And, of course, the litter box.
Domestic violence shelters in New York City look like regular apartment buildings. The locations are confidential, and they're meant to blend into neighborhoods. Each family has its own private apartment. Inside this building, there's also a daycare for small children, classrooms for older kids, a rooftop playground, and out back.
Right around that corner.
McCrae says he hopes to put in a dog run.
See, we have a lot of room in length, and dog runs are generally about half of this space in width, so we have plenty of room.
In 6 months, the nonprofit is hoping to expand its program to include dogs at all four of its shelters. But first, it needs to raise $250,000 to build dog runs and other accommodations. Nathaniel Fields, president of Urban Resource Institute, says a dog run is essential for safety reasons.
Sometimes victims of domestic violence, when they come into shelter, women don't feel like they want to go out immediately. So if they have a pet, we want to have options available to be able to walk the pet within the shelter environment.
Fields says allowing pets to stay with their owners is long overdue. He says nationally, only 3% of domestic violence shelters accept pets, and many build kennels for their animals, but don't allow pet and owner to live together in the same space. Jenny Coffey from the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals has waited years for a domestic violence shelter to allow pets. She runs what's currently the only official program that victims in crisis can access when they're struggling with what to do with their animals. Sometimes she places the pets in rescue shelters, like this one, that's housing everything from pit bulls to exotic lizards. Coffey says in 50% of the cases, the pets have either been threatened or abused.
We had a Yorkie with broken legs, and the abuser had broke both the legs twice. We've had incidences where the dogs were stabbed, cats thrown.
Coffey's organization will provide veterinary services to the shelter and train the staff. Janet Blake, currently in a domestic violence shelter, says her pets weren't being abused, but she struggled with leaving them behind. That's not her real name. She wanted to remain anonymous for safety reasons. Blake has a guinea pig and two teacup chihuahuas.
I have a boy and a girl. One name is Gucci. Gucci is the female, and I also have Max. Max is the male.
At first, her landlord took care of the dogs after she fled to shelter. Then a friend took them in. Blake also has three children.
My kids love the dogs, and just being around them every day, and now they hardly see the pets. It's really hard for the family to really accept that we have to be apart from each other.
Blake says to leave without the pets was devastating. She recently transferred to a shelter that allows for longer stays. It often takes a while for domestic violence victims to get back on their feet. Many start from scratch and struggle to afford New York City rents. Blake is trying, but meanwhile, the future of her pets is still unknown.
But unfortunately, I got the phone call that I have to pick up my dogs. So now I have to find temporary housing for them. And it's really hard right now.
She's hoping Jenny Coffey from the Mayor's Alliance will help find a boarding home. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.